Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Happy New Year again, everyone. We are celebrating New Year here by talking about some of our favorite trips for 2014 and how we really want to make those trips part of our life again in 2015 because we had such a great time. So these are our great tips that we are talking about here. And I have with me Doc Bill with Sapple Island Birdhouses.
It's a great place to be. And I'm here with Anita and also Nicole.
That's right. Nicole Roberts is sitting in too. Hi, Nicole. It's so great to look over and see you here.
I know. It's great to actually be here in the studio and not on the phone.
Not on the phone, not texting, not sending emails. You're actually right here. Mm-hmm. And speaking of great trips, you and I had a really, really great trip around Los Angeles. And I know that's your hometown now. You live out in Los Angeles. But, I mean, we did Los Angeles like I'm sure you hadn't done it before. I mean, we had a great time. We did that pub and grub up crawl that we called it and hit all of those craft breweries and just ate a lot of great food. We had a good time.
We did have a really good time. And Los Angeles, even though I'm from Atlanta, has now become my new home after 6 years there. And it really was a great trip. You never really have the chance to sort of get out like that in your everyday back and forth to work. So it was great to just take 2 days and go around and do all the fun things, eating and drinking. I can't really get better than that, I don't think.
You definitely can't get better than that, especially some of the places that we went to. I mean, where was that one place we started off? Because, I mean, that we started off just like hitting it right from the beginning.
Yes, we did. We went all out. We went to the Golden Road Brewery, which is in Glendale, I believe, just to the east of Los Angeles. And it's a great brewery because it's very large and it's great, not just for friends to get together, but families too. They actually have a game area for kids if you have small kids, and also great games for older adults as well. And it's fun because they have a full menu, full bar, and their brewery is also on site there, and they do tours, which is great. It's very cool to actually see how they make everything.
That is really great to go behind the scenes, and those tours are there for really anyone who wants to go back and take a look. I know they have certain times that you need to check out their website for those exact times. Yes. when those brewery tours are available. But you're absolutely right. I mean, it was really neat to see all the kids there having fun and playing and just having a great time. And, you know, a lot of times people think about Los Angeles from the standpoint of, you know, that's where all the health nuts are and the people who say you have to eat vegan, you can't eat meat, you can't do this, you can't do that.
Yoga all the time.
Yoga all the time and all of that. But, you know, Los Angeles has become really this culinary spot and really a great place also too to really tour those craft breweries, especially if you are interested in beer. And even if you're not, I mean, you just have a great learning session there going through all of them.
Yes, definitely. And I'd say the great thing about Los Angeles that I've learned in my time there, it's very much a city where you have to make it your own. And there really is something for everyone there. Mm-hmm. It's not all glitz, glamour, Hollywood, all of that. There's much more to it. And we did go to some great places. We went to the Eagle Rock Brewery as well, which is in Eagle Rock, the Eagle Rock neighborhood of Los Angeles. And I kind of think of it as a brewery where everybody knows your name. It's kind of hidden. And we had to find it. You have to look for the orange door in like a side street alleyway. But it was great. And I think they actually had my favorite beers there. They don't have a menu there, but it was okay because it was nice to just sort of sit in and get to know the bartender and everybody else that was sitting in the bar. And then Angel City was the next one we went to, which is great. And it's a little newer on the scene too, which is why it's definitely also going to be a great place for 2015. They just opened a new part of their venue, a new warehouse part for bands and things like that who are performing. So it's great.
Well, you know, I definitely liked Eagle Rock, and you're absolutely right about it being that neighborhood kind of feel where, you know, you like you said, everyone knows your name and you come in. Well, they didn't know our names.
That's
but
okay, though.
it wasn't too short after we arrived there that we knew everyone's name.
Yes.
They knew our names. We were taking all the pictures together, and Stephen was there with his selfie pole trying to take the selfies, and everyone was kind of bombing our photos. So it was great fun. And you're right, there wasn't food there to eat, but they do allow you to bring in, if I remember remember correctly, some foods from the food trucks.
Mm-hmm. I believe so. And the Angel City is the same way, where they have usually either a food truck in the parking lot or someone who's come and actually set up a stand of some kind. There was actually a great Thai street food stand there the first time I went. So it varies each day to what they have there. They also have their each one of these places has their brewing portion actually on site, and you can do tours at all of them.
Well, you know, you bring up a really good point too about the food trucks, and really the whole food truck scene really took off in Los Angeles. So I give them credit for that. And so many firsts come out of that Los Angeles area. I mean, the whole farm to table that, you know, Doc Beale talks about a lot, that really started in that Los Angeles area too. And it's because of the, you know, health consciousness in terms of eating and lifestyle that you find out in Los Angeles. And then of course, for 2015, I mean, that's a great reason, I think, also to go out to Los Angeles, is just to try that scene and try that craft beer scene.
It is. I mean, it's a great place. I think of Los Angeles, I think of wine, beer, and sushi. And those are things that are present in large numbers and very good.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We can always count on you, Dr. Beale, to bring that food portion in, and in particular, Japanese food, because I know how much you love the Japanese food and great sushi out there.
Oh, it is. It's also good Italian. Toscano is a very, very good Italian restaurant out there.
Yes. We did have an opportunity to eat there our last trip out there. So just a lot of really great places and great things to do. But any other reasons too, Nicole? Because I know you live out there. Any family things? Because we already mentioned, you know, the Golden Road. We can certainly bring our kids there. It may feel and look like it's only, you know, for adults. But once you get there and you see how much fun things for kids. Any other things for kids?
Yes, definitely. There's always Disneyland.
Of course.
It's a big part of life in LA. It's just a little south of the city out in the Anaheim area. But it's always great. A little pricey sometimes, but worth it. And there are lots of other great amusement parks. And there's the big theater out there, too, the Pantages. It's actually showing The Phantom of the Opera in 2015.
My favorite.
Which is your favorite. So that's always great for families. I was teasing my friends because a lot of people... LA kind of has a stereotype of not being good for families. And I was like, that's just because we're in our 20s in LA and don't have kids. But there are lots of things to do for everyone.
But there are lots of things to do. And top of my list, of course, I keep going back to it, I guess, over and over and over again. It's just how much fun we had doing that pub and grub crawl around the city. And I would definitely advise people to do it because there's such a large number of craft breweries out in the Los Angeles area that you could really take advantage of that. And even if you're not a big beer drinker, like I mentioned, you can just learn a lot from it. And when we presented this show back earlier in 2014, we had a chance to have Doc Beale explain to us exactly what makes a beer a craft beer. So let's take a listen to that. Go back in time a little bit.
Bitterness comes from the hops, and it's a measure of the international bitterness, and it's measured in international bitterness units. And it's derived from basically the acidity or the alpha acidity present in beer. And when you're making beer, you're fighting the flavor of the malt, and you have to have something to counteract it, so you use the hops. Hops also serves as a great preservative. It helps to preserve the quality of the beer as well. You can grow hops. You can grow hops here in North Georgia. It's a product that you can grow. And if you're growing it, some people grow it and they use it in their own beer. Some people grow it and they like it because it's a beautiful looking plant. The thing that you got to remember, that if you have beer and beer, I mean, if you have hops and hops around your house and growing it, hops is toxic to dogs.
Great tips. Great information, Dr. Beale. We can always count on you for the food portion and making sure that we understand everything really well. So thanks for that. Now, we need to take a break here. We're coming down to the end of this segment. So sit tight. We'll be back in a few minutes with more of our great trips from 2014 that are great trips for 2015. So stay put. When we come back, we have another one for you. And the show is presented to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia, where you can go to the beach and have a little bit of relaxation time. Check them out at SapeloIslandBirdhouses.com.
At the stroke of midnight, on that great holiday, gonna have a ball, and that ain't all. Gonna chase the blues away. I'll be bringing in a brand new year. Bringing in a brand new year. Gonna have a dance, take a chance, a romance, while bringing in a brand new year. Gonna be a big parade. Got my resolutions made. Listen, dear, won't you meet me here? while bringing in a brand new year. Gonna ride a bubble way up above the stars, and while I